Let me give you a quick example of a benefit cost and cost effectiveness analysis that we did. That's actually very important today. We've gone from a trial program that had about 800 students to 14,000 within the next year. And this is community college. As you're aware, community college students drop out very quickly. Very few of them graduate. And the national estimate is that only about 20% of those who start community college graduate. And so a particular university here in New York, the City University of New York, a very large university, studied what the issues were and why students did not persist and get the associate degree, which is the 2 or 2.5 year degree. And they came up with a program that had some very interesting elements. They tried it and they found that it had powerful effects on completion of the associate degree within 3 years. Basically, for the City University community colleges, they went from about 24% of students completing to 55% in this particular study.
This is the CUNY ASAP program.
Exactly. Yeah, ASAP is the accelerated program for the associate degree. Now, what happened is they asked us to come in to look at this and to do some analysis. So the first thing we did was a cost effectiveness analysis. We found that the cost per student was 50% higher than the regular program. That's not exactly the way of greeting the taxpayer and saying, here, just increase spending by 50%. So we did a cost effectiveness analysis, and we were less concerned with the cost per student than we were with the cost per graduate, because that's what we're supposed to be getting out of the community college program: additional graduates, not just people who are coming for a year or for one semester or what have you. And we found that, in fact, because of the higher yield of graduates, we were able to get a cost per graduate that was considerably less than the traditional program. That is, the cost per student was 50% higher, but the cost per graduate was less. So that's an example of a cost effectiveness comparison. Then what we did is we said, but is it worth it to the taxpayer? Even so, is it worth it to the taxpayer? So what we did is we then estimated the additional revenues that would be brought in by the higher placements and incomes of these students. We measured reductions in terms of everything from public housing, you know, where subsidies had to be brought in. We measured public health costs. We measured in the cost of involvement in the criminal justice system. And we found that the benefits for each additional graduate were greater than the costs for each additional graduate by quite a lot. But here is the really important part. It wasn't so much that we had a larger benefit per graduate than in the traditional program. It's we had a larger number of graduates, a much larger number. The result was that when we made calculations, we said, well, what would be the net benefit to the taxpayer? That is, the total benefits minus the total costs. If we put 1,000 students in the traditional program and 1,000 students in ASAP, and we calculated that the benefits to the taxpayer, the net benefits, would have been $46 million higher per 1,000 students entering the ASAP program in comparison to the traditional program, because it was so much more productive in getting graduates. Now, what's interesting here is this. That didn't just sit there. The various groups that fund the university, meaning New York State and New York City, as well as some of the private groups, said, let's continue this. At the same time, they funded a randomized control trial, that is, where students were randomly assigned. Students who applied to the program were randomly assigned to the traditional program or to the accelerated program. They found results quite similar to our earlier results. And this year, there are now 4,000 students among the 7 community colleges who are in the ASAP program. And we have plans to get up to 14,000, not just in our community colleges here in New York City, but also another community college system, and now we're starting it at a four-year university. So these estimates, if they're done well, if you can give them transparency so people can see how you derive them, they have legs.